Hollywood is in awards season overdrive. There are potential Oscar nominees everywhere you look, and that includes two actresses who already have Oscars in movies opening this weekend, Charlize Theron in the comedy Young Adult, and Tilda Swinton in the drama We Need to Talk About Kevin. Our film critic Bob Mondello says their performances are the best thing about both pictures.
Forget Kevin, we need to talk about his mom. As played by Tilda Swinton, Eva has been just barely holding it together, almost from the moment her son was born. He cried so much as an infant that to escape the sound of his shrieking, Eva took him for walks near construction sites. As Kevin grows up, he stops crying and starts doing other things, mostly unpleasant, often directed at his mother. But he's a cagey kid by his teens, and no one else, including her husband, understands why Eva's frightened of him, even when accidents start to endanger his younger sister.
You were supposed to be looking after her.
We just don't want you to blame yourself.
No, I don't. I mean, I never said I did.
She's gonna need a glass eye, Kevin.
So, we would appreciate you looking out for her and any name-calling.
You don't really remember being a kid much, do you, Dad? So he's just gonna have to suck it up.
Though the film leaps around in time, that scene, for instance, is a flashback, you're never in doubt that Kevin's a sociopath. Grieving parents scream at Eva, kids splatter red paint on her house. You'll wonder about the what's and why's, but We Need to Talk About Kevin is less a horror story about a malicious kid than a study of his mom's increasing panic that it might be her less-than-motherly feelings for him that have turned him monstrous. Director Lynn Ramsey underlines Eva's fears with a lot of blood-red imagery, glasses of Cabernet, oozing jelly sandwiches, a supermarket panic attack in front of a wall of tomato soup cans. You'd get the point without all the pointing, but the film's bluntness doesn't diminish the power of the nature versus nurture questions Eva's asking herself, or of Swinton's harrowing portrait of parental guilt. Guilt may be the one thing not felt by Charlize Theron's homewrecker Mavis in the comedy Young Adult. Mavis is a former prom queen who, at 37, makes her living writing teen fiction and seems to think she can actually live the sort of win my high school boyfriend back storyline that she might write for one of her characters.
Here's the deal. Buddy Slade and I are meant to be together, and I'm here to get him back.
I'm pretty sure he's married with a kid on the way.
No, kid's here. I'm cool with it. I mean, I've got baggage, too.
Mavis's peers may have graduated to jobs and marriage, but she still sees the world in terms of cliques and boyfriends. It was a birth announcement from Buddy and his wife that prompted a return to her hometown and some ill-advised fantasizing.
You can come to the city with me like we always planned.
Mavis, I'm a married man.
I know. We can beat this thing together.
Charlize Theron won her Oscar for Monster, a much darker character study than this film, and screenwriter Diablo Cody won hers for Juno, a much sunnier comedy. So it makes sense that Young Adult feels like a mashup of styles and genres. In a less acid romp, Mavis would learn life lessons in the final reel, but director Jason Reitman makes it a point not to let her off the hook. The big city life she's carved out for herself may look glamorous to the folks back home, but she's miserable. Her expensive condo a pigsty, her career a joke, her social and romantic prospects non-existent, and all of it is her fault. She's arrived at what ought to be maturity, as ugly on the inside as she is gorgeous on the outside. She is also, and this is what makes Young Adult catch you up short, hauntingly alone at a point in life when she didn't expect to be. You could also say that about Tilda Swinton's Eva in We Need to Talk About Kevin. The films could hardly be more different, one tragic, the other comic. But at center, they're both about the same modern malady, the life that hasn't turned out as planned. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.